you know, this one right here was it's really one of my favorite games. It's my first game that I got, and it's really one of my favorites, if not my actual favorite.
Ian has been a diehard PlayStation fan ever since he first bought his PlayStation 1 in 1996. His love for the brand and video games started when he first turned down his PS1. Ever since, he has been an avid consumer of interactive entertainment.
You know, to me, video games are really the most intimate piece of entertainment that you can get. Really, your actions as the player, they have a direct effect on the narrative happening on screen. It all started when I played the original Metal Gear Solid back in 1997. Really, ever since then, ever since playing that specific game, I knew that I was in for something special.
But what do diehard fans like Ian have to say about Sony's foray into the next generation of consoles?
After the PS3 came out, many gamers, including myself, we felt that Sony had lost their way a little bit, you know, just a little bit. The ridiculous, you know, first off, it was the ridiculous price of the system itself. It was coupled with boring launch games, and it really put me off of the PlayStation brand as a whole for at least a couple of years. You know, it really felt as if Sony got way too overconfident following the success of the PlayStation 2.
It was aware of the considerable trust they had to build back from consumers. At this year's Electronics Entertainment Expo held in Los Angeles, Sony not only won the trust of the consumer back, but then some.
I'm very proud to announce that PlayStation 4 will be available at $399.
For me, the price played a huge factor in buying the PS4. It launched with a whole $100 less than the Xbox One, and that really meant a lot to me, and definitely got me back on board with Sony.
Microsoft's Xbox One, Sony's direct competitor, had previously announced the price of $500 during their press conference earlier in the day. Fast forward 5 months from the Electronics Entertainment Expo to the PlayStation 4's release date, November 15th. Sony received a warm embrace from its diehard fans, what was the mainstream media's opinion on the system? Many mainstream media outlets are calling the PS4 a technical marvel. Lead system architect Mark Cerny has also been listed as number 29 on Ask Men's Top 49 Men of 2013. But what happens now? Sony's system is now on store shelves, but we'll have to wait and see if the next 7 years hold greatness for the console or disappointment for fans. Alex Catani, Centennial Journalism.